You're listening to SBS News.
Many Australians purchase alcohol without ever noticing what's exactly on the label. But these latest changes are something University of Sydney's Professor Elizabeth Elliott says are needed.
The inclusion of a red logo, a red pictogram, and clear warning message is really something that's going to benefit generations of children and families in the future.
After years of campaigning, medical and community groups will finally see clearer and larger pregnancy warnings on alcohol products, a move the Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Chris Zappala says is long overdue.
But it's also corporate responsibility. It's having a social conscience. It's doing the right thing by Australians and the community and saying, look, it's okay to drink small amounts of alcohol in a managed, conservative and sensible way, but there are risks.
Today, state and territory ministers on food regulation voted to adopt changes from Food Standards Australia and New Zealand. The agreement means labels on alcohol will now have an obvious and consistent pregnancy warning with red, white and black to ensure it stands out, replacing inconsistent and voluntary messaging. Health experts like Dr. Zappala believe it's the best way to cut the number of women drinking while pregnant and reduce alcohol-related diseases like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder.
I think that message around responsible drinking is so important. It has cut through in many different communities and many different age groups, and a bit of a sigh of a relief, frankly, that we were moving forward with this important issue. It's preventable, yeah? That's it. That's an important thing to remember. We can prevent this harm, prevent this injury, and this would be a big step in achieving that.
It comes as the latest research from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows while fewer Australian women are drinking while pregnant from 3 years earlier, about one-third of 300,000 women who give birth each year do continue to drink. It's a change Tony Battaline from the group Australian Grape and Wine wants to see.
We want to see something out there. We want it consistent. We want it in every product in the Australian market. And we want to see no cases of FASD. I don't think there's any other result that will satisfy us as an industry.
But Mr. Battaline, who represents winemakers across the country, says mandating the colours of red, white and black on a label will come at a huge cost for smaller family-owned businesses.
So for these people, it could be enough to be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm deeply concerned about their viability anyway. And increasing regulatory cost on these producers is possibly going to have a very, very bad effect.
But Dr. Chris Zappala says spending money on new labelling will outweigh the negatives.
I mean, there's clearly harm being done in the community. And as I said, this is a part of a broader strategy. And if it reminds just 1, 2, 3% of people at any one time, well, then that's worth it in my view.
Manufacturers will now have 3 years to implement the pregnancy warning label across alcoholic beverages. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.